I'll test this microphone first. It sounds good? Okay. Good morning, everyone.
早上好，各位。
How are you today?
你今天怎么样？
Good? Very good. I'm very happy to be with you today.
我今天非常高兴能和大家在一起。
My name is Doug Loveday.
我的名字是 Doug Loveday.
And this is my wife, Ruth.
这是我的太太 Ruth。
We should clap for my wife because she's been married to me for 46 years.
我们应该鼓掌庆贺一下，因为我和我太太结婚了46年。
And we have 4 children, and they're all married.
我有四个孩子，他们都结婚了。
And they all have children, and we have 20 grandchildren.
他们都有孩子，一共有20个孙子孙女。
So we're very thankful for our family. That's a real blessing from God.
我们非常感恩，因为我们有一个很好的家庭。
And I was a high school science teacher for 12 years.
我在高中做科学的老师有12年。
12 years, yes. And I really enjoyed teaching science.
我非常喜欢教科学。
I enjoyed my time with my students.
我也很喜欢和学生们在一起的时间。
But I could see that teaching science was not really touching their heart and their life.
但是我发现教科学并不能使他们的心灵有触动。
And I knew that for my students, what they really needed was Jesus in their life.
我认识到我学生真正需要的是耶稣基督在他们的生命里。
So I changed to become a pastor at that time.
所以在那个时候，我决定成为一个牧师。
And how many of you are students?
这里有多少是学生的呢？请举一下手。
Okay, many of you.
有很多。
If a science teacher ever tells you that a person who believes science cannot be a Christian,
如果有一个教科学的老师跟你说，如果你相信科学，你就不能成为一个基督徒。
That's not true.
这个不是正确的。
There are very many really good scientists.
这世界上有很多非常非常优秀的科学家。
Who believe in God?
他们相信神。
And who are followers of Jesus Christ?
他们是耶稣基督的门徒。
Do you understand me?
你们理解吗？
So don't be confused.
所以你不要迷惑。
A person can be a good scientist.
一个人可以成为一个很好的科学家。
And also a follower of Jesus.
他也可以成为一个好的耶稣的门徒。
So I'm very glad to be with you here today.
今天我非常高兴能和大家在一起。
And I am the transitional pastor at the English congregation downstairs.
他是在英文堂，我们的英文堂做一个过渡牧师。
And I'm also a pastor to pastors with Vision Ministries Canada.
我也是在 加拿大 Vision Ministry 这个组织的做牧师们的牧师的。
And Vision Ministries has their offices just downstairs.
Ministry 在底下有一个办公室。
So I encourage many pastors across our nation.
我也鼓励所有的这个在整个加拿大的这些牧师。
Today I want to preach to you from the Word of God.
今天我想讲一段圣经里的内容。
And I wonder if you turn in your Bibles, please.
如果你愿意，可以打开你们圣经。
Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书四章七节。
And we're going to read from 7-9.
我们要读哥罗西书四章七到九节。
And I want to read to you about a man called Tychicus.
我想今天读的一个人物呢，叫做推基古。
His name is a little bit tricky.
他的名字有些怪。
Maybe you could try to say it. Tychicus.
我们一起说 Tychicus.
Can I hear you? Good job. That's good. So this man lived in the Bible times.
这个人是在写圣经的那个年代生活的。
But we don't know very much about him at all.
但是我们并不知道他太多的信息。
In the verses we read today, we'll see something about his character, his heart.
在我们今天读的内容里面呢，我们会了解他心里的一些情况。
He was not one of the big important people of the Bible.
他不是那些在圣经里非常有名的人物。
But the title of this message is no little people in God's family.
但是今天我们要讲讲的这个主题就是说，在神家里没有小人物。
God still had an important purpose for his life.
上帝还是在这样的小人物里面有一个非常重要的旨意。
That's also true for you.
这也是对我们每一个人说的话。
You may think you're just a little person in God's family.
你可能想他就是一个在神国里面的一个小小的人物。
But you are very important to the Lord.
但是你们对神来说是非常非常重要的。
You're just like Tychicus.
你们就像推基谷一样。
God has a purpose for your life.
神在你们身上有一个旨意。
So let's look at our brother here.
让我们来看看我们的弟兄推基谷。
Is that better? Oh, sorry. Now we're okay? Can you hear me back there? Okay, good. All right, we're going to look at Colossians chapter 4.
我们要看一看哥罗西书第四章。
Is everybody's heart okay?
我们的心脏还好吧。
After that loud noise, maybe you have a heart attack.
噪声，我希望大家还都健
康。Okay, Colossians 4 and verse 7.
哥罗西书四章七节。
Tychicus will tell you all the news about me.
有我的亲爱的兄弟推基谷要将我一切的事告诉你们。
He is a dear brother,
他是忠心的
a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord.
他是忠心的执事和我一同做主的仆人。
I'm sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts.
我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
Now, in this passage, we see four things about Tychicus.
在这段经文里面，我们可以看到有关推基谷的四件事。
Number one, he's a beloved brother.
第一个呢，他是一个亲爱的弟兄。
So, you people over here on this side, in the front half, could you say beloved brother?
在这个排前的四分前的一半的人可以说一起来说亲爱的弟兄。
Okay.A beloved brother, or in Mandarin, it's just great, too. So he's a beloved brother, first of all. The second thing we see from this passage is that he is a faithful servant of the Lord.
他是首先他是一个很很亲爱的弟兄，然后在第二件事我们看到的呢，是他是一个对主非常忠心的仆人。
So you people at the back on this side, could you say a faithful servant of the Lord?
后面的弟兄姊妹们可以不可以说是主忠心的仆人一起说
？Thank you. And over here on the front half of this side, we find a third thing about Tychicus.
在这一排前部分，我们可以看到推基谷的第三个特点。
He's a faithful messenger.
他是一个忠心的使者，信使，忠心的信使。
Can you say that?
我们可以一起说忠心的信使。
The
faithful messenger. And at the back, we find a fourth thing about Tychicus.
最后的我们可以一起来看看，推基谷的第四个特点。
He's an encourager.
他是一个安慰者。
Can you say encourager?
你们可以说安慰者吗
？Okay.So we've learned these four things about Tychicus.
所以我们能看到推基谷的四个特点。
Now, I'd like you to look at Ephesians chapter 6.
我们另一段经文是以弗所书的第六章。
This is the other passage that tells us about our brother Tychicus.
这是另外一段经文有关我们弟兄推基谷的。
Ephesians 6 and 21.
以弗所书六章二十一节。
Tychicus, our dear brother,
今有所亲爱的、忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基谷。
Now, what was yours here?
你们这
in the front?
在还记得你们刚才说的，是什么吗？亲爱的弟兄。
A beloved brother or a dear brother? Same thing. So we read on, and a faithful servant in the Lord.
他是一个忠心侍奉主的。
What was yours at the back?
Faithful.
faithful servant in the Lord. So we keep reading. He will tell you everything so that you also may know how I am and what I'm doing. This is a faithful messenger. So what was yours? Faithful messenger. And finally, it says, I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you.
所以他接着说，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
And what was yours at the back?
在后面的，还记得刚才说的吗？
Encourager.
是个安慰。
So in both of these passages, we learn the same things about our brother Tychicus.
在这两段经文，我们学到了同样的有关推基古的他的个性性格。
First of all, he's a very dear brother.
首先呢，他是一个非常亲爱的弟兄。
This means that Tychicus is just like us.
这就好像说推基古就像我们一样。
There's no record here that he ever met Jesus.
在这个圣经里没有记录讲到他曾经亲身经历过见过耶稣。
He was not one of the disciples.
他不是基督的使徒之一。
So he heard about Jesus from someone else.
他也是通过别人来听到耶稣的事情。
He heard that Jesus had died on the cross for his sins.
他听说耶稣钉在十字架上为他的死钉在十字架上。
And he believed in Jesus.
他就相信了耶稣。
He turned away from his sins.
他离开了他的罪。
And he began to follow Jesus.
他成为基督的门徒跟随耶稣。
That's just like us, isn't it?
就像我们一样。
We heard about Jesus from someone else.
我们从别人那里听到了耶稣。
And we believed that he really died for our sins.
我们相信耶稣确实为我们死了，为我们的罪。
And that he rose again with great power.
耶稣而且复活了，蛮有能力。
And that when he went back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in us.
当耶稣回到天国的时候，他把派下圣灵来住在我们中间。
If you have believed this,
如果你相信这个。
You also are a very beloved brother or sister in the family of God.
你也是我们在神家里面的亲爱的弟兄或者姊妹。
If you have never believed in Jesus,
如果你还没有相信耶稣基督，
this is the most important decision in all of life.
这是在你生命中要做的一个最最最重要的决定。
To turn from our sin,
那就是离开我们的罪。
To invite Jesus into our life.
邀请耶稣基督来到我们中间。
To ask him to forgive all our sins.
求他来赦免我们的罪。
And to take him as the Lord of our life.
并且把他当成我们的救主。
It's the most important thing in all of life.
这是在所有人生命中最重要的一个决定。
Do you know this?
你们知道这些吗？
Do you know this?
你们知道吗？
It is.
是的。
So that's the first thing about Tychicus.
所以这是有关。
He's a beloved brother.
他是一个亲爱的弟兄。
The second thing we see is that he's a faithful minister of the Lord.
第二个我们看到他是一个神的忠心的仆人，耶稣忠心的仆人。
When Tychicus became a Christian,
当他成为一个基督徒时
，he realized that God had given him gifts and abilities.
他认识到神给了他能力，给他了恩赐。
And that God had called him to serve other people.
神也呼召他来服侍别人。
And he became a faithful servant of the Lord.
而且他成为一个很忠心的主的仆人。
He didn't just stand back and wait for someone to ask him to serve.
他不是说就站在边上等着别人来服侍。
He came and he said, "How can I serve the Lord here?"
他来他说，哎，我可以怎么做呢？才能服侍主。
He had a willing heart.
他有一个愿意做的心。
He was a faithful servant in the Lord.
他是主的忠心的仆人。
And if you have trusted Jesus as your Savior,
如果你相信耶稣是你的救主，
God has given you gifts and abilities as well.
神也给你恩赐和能力。
And God wants you to use those gifts and abilities to serve Him.
神希望你能够用这些恩赐和能力来服侍他。
And when you do that, you're just like our friend Tychicus.
如果你这么做了，那你就像我们的朋友推基古一样。
There's a third thing about Tychicus.
第三个有关推基古的呢。
And this was over here. He's a faithful messenger.
他是一个很忠心的信使。
See, when this was written, the Apostle Paul was in jail.
当写这封信的时候，保罗还在监狱里。
And he asked Tychicus to go and carry a message about how he was doing.
他差遣推基古去到处给告诉别人保罗的近况。
And Tychicus went as a faithful messenger.
推基古呢就很忠心的去做这件事。
He didn't add to the message or subtract from the message.
他在这些信息里面不加上自己的内容，也不减去内容。
He just spoke the truth.
他只是说事实。
And really, this is what God calls us to do as well.
这也是神真的愿意我们做的。
To not add to the message or subtract from the message.
不要在这些话语的加添什么，也不要减少什么。
But to be men and women who tell the truth.
但是要向这些人来说真理。
And the fourth thing about Tychicus.
那么第四个关于推基古的呢？
What was it back there on this side?
还记得后面的人是怎么说的？
He's an encourager.
他是一个安慰者，鼓励者。
This word encourage is a very wonderful word.
这个安慰这个词 ，encourage 是一个非常有意思的词。
In Greek, where the Bible was written,
这个当圣经写作的年代用的是希腊语。
The word is parakaleo.
这个词叫 parakaleo.
That's hard to say.
这个很难说啊。
Can you try it? Parakaleo.Well done. That's good.
大家说得很好。
Now you know some Greek. See.
现在可以说一些希腊语。
It means to come alongside someone.
他的意思是说，走到一个人的身边。
And give them courage.
给他们安慰。
To make the right choice.
使他们能够做正确的决定。
Parakaleo.
Parakaleo.
Come alongside someone,
来到某人身边
and give them courage,
给他们安慰和鼓励
to make the right choice,
使他们能够做正确的选择。
There's a verse in Hebrews 3:13,
在希伯来书三章十三节。
Maybe you could look there for a moment. I think it might be your goal verse.
在希伯来书三章 Hebrews chapter
3.Hebrews 3:13.
希伯来书三章十三节。
I'll read it in English first, then you can. But encourage one another every day, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
好，希伯来书三章十三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Here we're told to encourage one another every day.
这里我们要彼此鼓励，每天都要彼此鼓励。
So that none of us may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
有的这样的话，我们每个人心里都能够坚强。
There is sin all around us in the world.
在这个世界上，到处都是罪恶。
There's brokenness and suffering and trouble everywhere in the world.
在世界上有很多的困扰，很多的艰难，很多破碎的心。
And often this can really discourage a person's heart.
这些境况真的能够使人心沮丧。
And sometimes when people get discouraged, they make bad decisions.
有些时候人因为做了错误的选择，很沮丧。
So we're called upon to encourage one another.
我们被呼召就来彼此互相鼓励。
To come alongside each other.
能够在站在别人的身边。
And give courage to make the right choice.
鼓励别人使他们能够做正确的决定。
The word encourage is a beautiful word.
这个安慰者是一个很美的词。
So there are four meanings to the word encourage.
这个鼓励安慰这个词里面又有四层意思。
The first one is to give comfort to someone who's really grieving.
其中的第一个意思就是说，当一些人他感到非常悲伤的时候，我们能够安慰他们。
Sometimes we or our best friends are going through times of great grieving.
有时候我们甚至很好的朋友非常的 有非常难过或者悲伤的时候。
We're suffering.
我们经历痛苦。
We need someone to come alongside and bring us the comfort of God in our life.
我们需要人来到我们身边来给我们安慰。
So I have a story.
我这里有一个故事。
Some time ago, I was in Toronto.
在前段时间在多伦多。
And a woman was telling her testimony.
有一个妇女来做见证。
And she said that she had come from China.
她说她从中国来。
To work in Toronto in a big company.
她在多伦多一个大的公司工作。
She was not a Christian. She was an atheist.
她不是基督徒，她是一个无神论者。
And as an atheist, she looked at Christians.
作为一个无神论者，她看基督徒们。
And she said, "You're just lazy people."
你们就是一些懒惰的人。
You just pray to God for things.
你们就向神祈祷，要东西。
You expect Him to do things for you.
你们希望他能够为你们做事。
You should just get an education and work hard like me.
你们应该好好的受教育，然后像我一样的辛勤工作。
Then you can get everything you want.
然后你们就能得到你们想要的东西。
When she came to Canada, she had just one son.
她来加拿大的时候，她有一个儿子，只有一个儿子。
And when her son went into the school system in Toronto,
当她的孩子参加这个多伦多的学校的时候。
He started to have some real troubles.
他有一些真的大的麻烦。
He was going with the wrong people in school.
他在学校交了一些不好的朋友。
He got into big trouble with the law.
他有一些这个法律上的纠纷。
And everything his mother did to try to help him didn't work.
他的妈妈想尽了办法来帮助他的儿子，但是都没有成功。
Do you understand me? She was grieving in her heart.
她的心非常的非常的悲伤。
And at work, there was a Christian woman.
但她在她的这个工作的单位里面，她有一个基督徒。
And the Christian woman just came alongside this woman.
这个基督徒就来到这个妈妈身边。
And listened to her grief coming out.
来听她倾诉。
And she brought her comfort.
她给她带来安慰。
And eventually the Christian said to the other woman,
最后这个基督徒对这个妈妈说，
I wish you could come to church with me.
我希望你能够跟我一起去教会。
Jesus can help you with this.
基督可以帮助你。
So that woman came to church with the Christian.
这个妈妈就和这个基督徒一起来到教会。
And she said, when I walked into the church service,
她说当我一进到教会里面参加敬拜。
She said, I didn't know anything about Jesus.
我还不知道任何有关基督的事。
I was an atheist.
我是个无神论者。
But when I walked in there, I knew there was something special here.
当我进来的时候，我知道这地方有些很奇妙的事情。
And as she came to church, she heard about Jesus.
然后她就来，不停地来教会，她就听到更多耶稣基督的事情。
Dying on the cross and rising again.
基督钉在十字架上，从坟墓中复活。
And that Jesus would forgive her sins and come into her life.
基督可以赦免她的罪，能够进到她的生命里面。
And she received Jesus as her Savior.
所以她接受耶稣，成为她的救主。
And I was there on the day she was being baptized.
她在受洗那天，我就和她在一起。
And she was telling this story about herself.
她向众人说她的这个见证。
How she was so proud before.
她是曾经是多么的骄傲。
But now God has humbled her.
现在神使她谦卑。
And saved her life.
并且拯救了她的命。
Isn't this beautiful?
这不是很美妙的事情。
She needed someone to come alongside her.
她需要人能够来到她的身边。
And listen to her.
并且听她说。
And then point her in the direction of Jesus.
然后希望能给她指明一个正确的方向。
That's encouragement.
这就是安慰者，鼓励者。
Giving her courage to make the right choice.
给你的朋友方向，让他们能够做正确的选择。
There's a second meaning to the word encourage.
在这个安慰者这个词里背后还有第二层意思。
And that is to correct someone who's making a wrong decision.
这个意思就是说，当别人做错误的选择的时候，指教他正确的，来纠正他。
Sometimes we see people who are drifting away from the Lord.
有时候我们会看到有些人，偏离了神的道路。
They're drifting and making some bad decisions.
他们偏移做而且做不好的事情。
Do you notice that we never drift closer to God?
你知道我们从来不，飘忽不定的在主的和主的关系里面。
It's always an intentional thing when we draw closer to God.
当我们靠近耶稣的时候，我们都是很有目的性的。
Drift, the easy way, is always away from God.
这飘移就是经常是最容易的。
What do you do when you see someone doing that?
你看到这样的人飘移离开正道，你怎么做？
Encourage means to come alongside the person.
安慰者就是来到这个人的身边。
And give them courage to make the right choice.
给他们这样的安慰和鼓励，使他们能够做正确的选择。
Another story.
另外一个故事。
Sometimes I've had a chance to go to Toronto and speak at a church where all the people are from Iran.
有时候我有机会能到多伦多去一个教会来传道。这个教会呢，都是一些来自伊朗的。
They were all Muslims, but now they're Christians.
他们曾经是穆斯林，现在是基督徒。
And one day I was there, and in the front row was this big guy. He looked like the Hulk.
有一次有一个人坐在最前排，非常的强壮啊。
And when I finished preaching, I went down and shook his hand.
我结束正道之后，我下来和他握手。
Hey, a strong hand.
非常有力气的手。
So I asked him, "How are you?"
我说你怎么样？
He said, "Not very good."
他说不太好。
So what's wrong?
我什么问题呢？
I miss my little girl.
我想念我的孩子。
Oh, where's your little girl?
你的女儿在什么地方呢？
She's in Montreal.
他在蒙特利尔。
So why is she in Montreal?
为什么他会在蒙特利尔呢？
He said, "Well, my wife and I were Muslims."
他说我和我的太太都是穆斯林。
And when I became a Christian,
当我成为一个基督徒的时候，
all of her brothers came over to our house.
所以我太太的这些兄弟们都来到我的家中。
And beat me up.
来惩治我。
So I left Montreal.
所以我就离开了蒙特利尔。
And I came to Toronto.
我就来到了多伦多。
And I miss my little girl.
所以我很想念我的女儿们。
I said, "Do you miss your wife?"
我说，那你想念你的妻子吗？
He said, "No."
他说不。
I said, "Do you love your wife?"
我问你爱你的妻子吗？
Not anymore.
他说我不再爱我的妻子了。
So I took him to a passage of the Bible.
所以我从圣经中找出一段经文。
Where God tells husbands.
在这段经文里头，上帝告诉丈夫们说。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
丈夫们，你们要爱你们妻子，如同基督爱教会。
And he gave himself up for her.
并且为她舍命。
I said, "What do you think of this?"
我想你来谈谈你怎么看这段经文。
He said, "That's too hard."
他说这太难了。
Later on, his pastor came to him.
后来呢，他的牧师来到他身边。
And he said, "Brother, I want to show you a piece of scripture."
他说，弟兄，我想给你分享一段经文。
His pastor turned to exactly the same piece of scripture.
他的牧师分享的经文就是刚才我跟他说的这段。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
弟兄们，你们要爱你们的妻子，就像基督爱教会，并且为他舍命。
And his pastor said, "Brother, you want to go this way?"
他说，弟兄，你应该到那边去。
You want to run away from your wife?
你想从你的妻子身边逃掉。
But God is saying to you, reconcile with her.
但是神说你要和你的妻子和解。
Go back to her and love her as Jesus loves the church.
你回去爱你的妻子，就像基督爱教会。
And if she won't reconcile with you,
如果她不愿意和你和解,
you can't make her reconcile.
你不可能使她,让她,强迫她跟你和解。
But you love her as Jesus loved the church.
但是你还是要爱她,就像基督爱教会。
The next time I came to that church,
第二次我来这个教会的时候,
in the front row was the Hulk.
在前排还是这个像鹰一样壮的男人。
And on his knee was a little girl.
在他边上还有一个小女孩。
And beside him was a very nice lady.
在他边上还有一个非常好的
And when I finished the sermon,
当我结束了那天的讲道
I came down and I said, who's this?
我走到台前问他，哎，这是谁呢？
He said, it's my little girl.
他说，这是我的女儿。
And this is my wife.
这是我的妻子。
I said, well, what's happening?
我说，那发生了什么呀？
He said, I went back to Montreal and I tried to reconcile.
我回到了蒙特利尔，我努力尽我的能力去和解。
And now she's in Toronto this weekend, and we're reconciling.
所以呢，她这周我的太太就来到多伦多，我们正在和解的过程中。
It's not easy, but we're working on it.
这不是简单的事，但是我们正在努力。
Isn't that something?
难道不是一个很有意思的事？
And the rest of the story is that last summer.
剩下的故事就是去年的夏天。
In August.
在八月份。
Both of them were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这两个人都因着圣父、圣子的名受洗。
The wife became a Christian.
他的太太成为了一个基督徒。
This brother needed someone to come alongside him.
这个兄弟需要一个人来到他的身边。
He wanted to go the other way.
他想到另外一个方向。
But he needed someone who loved him enough.
他需要一个真正爱他的人
to correct him,
来纠正他，来指教他
and to say, don't go this way,
并且说不要往那边去
God's way is better,
上帝的道路是更好的
you understand?
大家明白吗
Yes. To encourage means to correct someone if they're going the wrong direction.
所以安慰者的另外一层含义就是说当朋友做错了事情的时候我们来纠正
There are two more meanings to encourage.
还有安慰者还有两层意思。
The third one is to affirm someone when they're really struggling.
第三个意思是当一个人非常挣扎的时候，我们能够坚固他。
And someone did this for me.
有这样的一个人做了这样事在我身上。
When I was leaving science teaching and thinking of becoming a pastor.
当我正在离开我的教职，科学上的教职，想成为一个牧师的这段时间。
I struggled with that decision.
我在这个决定的时候，我做这个决定非常的挣扎。
I have a family with four children.
我有四个，我的家庭有四个孩子。
How can I go to seminary and not make any money?
我怎么能够去神学院？
How will this work?
不赚任何钱，我怎么能养活家呢？这个好像不能。
And I had a Christian friend who came alongside me.
有一个基督徒的朋友来到我的身边。
And he said, "You know, God has given you some spiritual gifts."
他说神给你了一些特别的属灵的恩赐。
The Lord is with you.
上帝与你同在。
You are a precious son of the living God of the universe.
你是创造宇宙万物神的儿子。
I believe he's calling you.
我相信神在呼召你。
God will provide for you.
神也会供应你。
And you know what? The Lord did provide for us.
你们知道吗？神真的供应我们。
But I needed that encouragement.
但是我需要这样的鼓励。
So, there's comfort someone who's grieving.
所以这个意思就是说，当人悲伤难过的时候，我们能够坚固他，安慰他。
There's correct someone who's drifting away.
这是我们能够纠正别人做的如果他们做了错误选择，我们来纠正他们的错误。
There's affirm someone when they're struggling.
他们当人在挣扎的时候，我们能够坚固他们。
And the last meaning is thank someone when you see them doing something good.
最后一层就是说，当他看到人做良善的事的时候，我们能够来感恩，来感谢他们。
When we thank people, we encourage them.
当我们感谢人的时候，我们就在鼓励他们。
So let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
Where are all the little children here today?
我今天那些小朋友们都在哪里？
They're down in Sunday school.
他们在儿童主学呢。
Do you ever thank the people who take care of your children on Sunday morning?
你们曾经感谢过那些在周日早晨照顾你们孩子的人吗？
They're doing something good, aren't they?
他们是不是在做一些良善的事呢？
Thankfulness encourages them to keep on.
感恩就是来鼓励他们。
We have to whisper this one quietly.
我们这个得小声说。
So we don't want Don Lee to hear this.
我们不希望李牧师听到这个。
Do you ever thank your pastor?
你们曾经感谢过李牧师吗？
you can't hear.
你听不到啊。
Thankfulness encourages him to keep going for the Lord.
我们给李牧师说感谢他的话，就是能够鼓励他继续前行。
Husbands, do you thank your wife?
丈夫们，你们曾经感谢你们的妻子吗？
And wife, do you thank your husband?
那个妻子们，你们曾经感谢过你们的丈夫吗？
Parents, for us to thank our kids when we see them doing something right.
我们做父母的，看到我们的孩子们做了一些好的事情，我们感谢他们吗？
To have a thankful heart really is an encouraging thing.
当我们有感恩的心的时候，我们真是在鼓励别人。
And you know, for you students as well.
在我们中间的这些同学们也是同样的。
You may say, I'm not married, I don't have anyone to thank.
我还没有结婚，我也没有什么可以感谢的。
To thank your parents.
你们是不是可以应该感谢你们的父母呢？
And to thank your friends.
感谢你们的朋友呢？
This is a beautiful thing.
这是一个很美好的事情。
How do we thank people?
我们怎么能够感谢别人呢？
Well, with a spoken word is a really good thing.
我们可以用我们的言语来感谢神。
But also,
来感谢人。
The written word.
也可以用写下来的文字来感谢。
Do you know that in the old days, people used to use this thing?
你们知道在过去我们用这样的笔。
This is a pen.
这是一支笔。
They used to write on paper.
他们这笔我们用来写字。
And actually send a letter to somebody.
我们可以用笔写字，写封信来寄给别人。
Nowadays, all we have is this.
现在我们都拿着这个。
And a text is okay, isn't it?
我们用这个。
True. But, do you know, when you take the time to write a letter to somebody,
当你用花些时间来写一封信的时候，
and you put a scripture verse on there,
你可以把一些圣经经文写在上面。
And then you mail it to somebody.
你可以把这信寄给别人。
It's really encouraging.
这个确实是很能安慰人的，鼓励人的。
I've sent these letters before.
我以前寄这样的。
And I visited somebody's house.
然后我去到这个主人家里去访问。
And I see the letter sitting there.
我看到我写的信就放在家中。
These are encouraging things.
这是一个很。令人鼓舞
the spoken word, the written word,
这个言语的感谢
sometimes
的感谢
sometimes it's just a cup of coffee,
有些时候可以就是一起喝杯咖啡
it's a Tim Hortons thank you,
这是来自 Tim Hortons 的感谢
we're saying, I really appreciate you,
这个意思是说我真正的非常感谢你
I'll see you for coffee at 3 o'clock today.
我要今天三点钟，我们一起喝一起来个喝杯咖啡。
It's encouraging.
这是鼓励的。
And you know the last way we really thank people?
你知道我们还有一个方法来，我们来感谢人。
We pray for them.
我们可以为他们祷告。
Maybe you're on the phone with somebody.
也许你正在和某人通电话。
And the person's talking about a trouble that they're having.
对面的人正在说他所经历的一个困难。
And you finish up and you say, "Can I pray for you?"
你然后在快结束的时候，你说我能够为你祷告吗
？Is it okay to pray on a phone?
在电话里祷告可以不可以呢
Absolutely.
当然可以。
And you just pray for your friend. Lord, please help my brother today.
你就可以在电话里来开始祷告。亲爱的父，求你帮助我的。
Please help my sister. She's really struggling today.
你能求你来帮助我的姊妹，她今天实在是有难处。
You love her, Lord, and you're there with her.
你是爱她的，你会与她同在。
Give her power to make the right decision today.
给她能力，让她能够在今天就做一个正确的决定。
We can encourage each other.
我们可以这样来鼓励彼此鼓励。
So, here's where we conclude.
我们来总结一下今天的内容。
How many days in the week ahead?
一周有几天呢？
Oh, seven. Yes.
有七天，是的。
I wonder over the next 7 days, will you plan 7 acts of encouragement?
在未来的一周里面，也就是七天里面，你们能不能计划做七件事？
Students, married people, single,
不管你是学生还是单身还是结婚的。
To be like Tychicus, who was like Jesus.
能够来学习来效法推基谷，而推基谷又是效法基督的。
Will you plan 7 acts of encouragement for someone this week?
你能不能做七件鼓励别人的事情？
Who knows what God will do?
我们谁能知道神借着这事能做什么奇妙的事？
As we encourage our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就是来鼓励我们的弟兄姊妹们。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your great love and your care.
天上父，我们感谢你对我们有这样的慈爱和看顾。
Thank you for these dear brothers and sisters.
我们也感谢在我们中间这些亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Help us, Lord, to be like Jesus.
让我们能够真正的效法我们的主基督。
And to be like our brother Tychicus.
也像我们的亲爱的弟兄推基谷。
To love people enough.
能够更努力的来爱我们的周围的人。
To bring comfort when they're grieving.
当我们周围的人悲伤的时候，我们能够给他们带来安慰。
To bring correction when they're going the wrong direction.
当他们偏离正道的时候，我们能够纠正他们，帮助他们回归正路。
To affirm them when they're struggling.
当他们挣扎的时候，我们能够坚固他们的软弱。
And to give thanks,
并且能够感恩。
Let us encourage one another every day.
让我们能够每天都彼此鼓励。
So that none of us may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
所以我们每一个人都不会因为我们的罪心里刚硬。
Give us your power through your Holy Spirit. We pray.
我们祷告求神你给我们圣灵的能力。
And we ask in Jesus' powerful name.
我们在基督得胜的名得胜的能力里面祈求
Amen
Amen
God bless you
神祝福你们